going on down there?
Welcome to Supplemental 11. The story behind the beginning of this one is that, well, after episode 30's recording finished, I realized that we forgot to cover the listener question I'd received that week. So, those of us who were still around decided to try and just record it as though we were still in the middle of the podcast so I could just insert it into the middle. Unfortunately, the podcast ran just long enough so doing so would result in having to cut stuff, so I decided to just plug it into here. So sit back and enjoy the sounds of three of us trying to sound as though one guy just went to the washroom and we're actually a couple hours in the past. Next up, we have a listener question. This question comes from a name that I actually have trouble pronouncing correctly, from Oro Druin. On TFW 2005, and,
So, the evil Druiden?
Oro Druin. yeah, and I don't know, Lupus, what do you think? Oh, crap, he's gone out of the room. Okay. No worries, we'll just continue on. We certainly aren't recording this after the main recording due to an oversight on my part, because, we're more professional than that.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And this question sounds like this.
Hey, WTF crew, this is Oro Druin from the TFW message boards. My question is, what was the genesis of the podcast? Whose idea was it? How did you end up with so many hosts? Do you have any special equipment, aside from gummy worms and meth? A general behind the podcast, if you will. Love the show. Keep up the great work. See you on the boards.
So, how the podcast got started, I'll deliver a little story on this. Basically, we actually had recorded a test podcast or two back in 06, I believe. Buzz can corroborate on this a bit better. But, yeah, we tried it. It didn't really get off the ground. The original style was actually going to have Tony Bacala as a silent but on stage sort of director. He's going to throw in some sound effects here and there, let us know what's going on. And Super Megatron was the original host. And actually, kind of famous thing is our very first take of the podcast, he said, welcome to What the Ido 11 at TFW 2005. And we were told by Tony, cut! Within 5 seconds, so that was kind of funny. But the podcast didn't come up again until basically a week or two before we started putting them up, because Buzz more so than me, had been going like, you know, what about the podcast? And at TFCon, I'd mentioned to Super Megatron, you know, if we do a podcast thing, I'm up for it. And Lupus, actually, and myself were talking about it at a BotCon earlier. And then GogDog, I believe, posted a thread in our supporters lounge saying how he'd like to see us do a podcast. And the main idea was that there are podcasts out there at this time. I hadn't really listened to many of them, but a lot of other people had. And it was basically just a case of a bunch of us thought we could do better. So that's really the gist of it. So, we wanted to do a podcast that, you know, was more of a tone of the kind of stuff we like to discuss and in the kind of candor we like to have. So, that was the gist of it. We were also kind of inspired by what could be called the first podcast about Transformers. It wasn't really a podcast because they didn't exist at the time, but some of you may know it. It was called Radio Free Cybertron. A lot of us had listened to that and took a lot of, I'd say a lot to a little, we all got a little inspired by how, you know, there was a very down-to-earth audio production that was not, it wasn't the kind of thing that made you uncomfortable to listen to. It didn't overwhelm you with really kind of violent opinions or anything like that. It was very laid back. It was pleasant. And we thought that was a great key kind of idea to think about with podcasts. So that's my extremely long-winded thing. Aaron Omegas, do you have anything to add about how you got involved? Or
I got excited with it. I got myself an iPod after going on the full-on haterade of, oh, it's an Apple product, I don't need an Apple product, and one kind of fell into my lap. And so I started really listening to podcasts because iTunes makes it easy for you. And I listened to a couple of different Transformers podcasts that were out there and a lot of other completely random things before I found my few niche ones, including, like Smodcast and a couple other kind of niche, like I said, niche things. I keep repeating myself. But, and then there was the thread about, hey, you know, I'd like to do the podcast thing. And I thought, hey, you know, I've got a lot of, you know, experience having gone to the conventions and been around TFW for a long time and was at one point the why in the world am I still posting record holder on posts, and thought, hey, you know, I've got the history here and I'd appreciate being able to provide that to the whole wide world of Transformers. And so I kicked my name in there, and I was told the moment I picked up the Skype phone call that I wasn't going to be allowed to do it, and then it went from there, so.
See?
Omega, so about yourself, how did you get into this little deal that we're in right now?
Well, kind of the interesting thing for me is the whole reason I downloaded Skype in the first place was because of the original attempt at this podcast. I was the last one, I think, to actually call in and audition just to see how everything would go. And, of course, we didn't hear anything about it since then. But in between then and now, I started doing a bunch of other podcasts. There's a few I've been doing a lot longer that are still running right now. And when I saw that this one was starting back up and going to give it another try, I figured, well, my other co-hosts get really sick of me talking about Transformers all the time, so I need a place where I can get away with it a little bit more often. And I figured, I didn't know if anyone else did anything of the sort, and I knew that we were using Audacity, which has been my sound editor for years, so I figured, at the least, even if I don't really blend in with this cast, at least I have a technical experience I can lend and help out around here. And luckily, people enjoy me, and I am still here.
Woohoo! Uh-huh.
But famously, I was, again, the last one to get in just under the wire for this one as well.
Yeah, the last story I can really share about this is that we chose hosts. Pretty much, me and Super Megatron decided, let's just post a thread in the supporters lounge, because that's going to be where a lot of the kind of folks we want on this are going to probably be. Not that any of you guys not in the lounge are not cool, it's just that it was a nice way to tone down how many, our thought was it would be a nice way to tone down how many people we got applying for it. And then when the day came around, six people applied, and my whole idea going in was, what if we had, you know, like more than one crew, or like a backup crew, and 3 to 4 people is a good number. And we talked to all six of them, and then afterwards I was just like, why don't we just keep all of them on and have them alternate? I mean, it's easier. There weren't that many people who applied, and it would, since only six guys showed interest, they're probably very interested, so let's just do it like that. And for those of you who want to know how people became hosts, there you go. I posted the thread. We left it up, I think, for at least like a week or so, and that was the response we got, were the six guys you hear aside from me. So, that's the story of WTF at TFW. We enjoy what we do, as far as I know, unless they're not telling me something. And,
keeping secrets from
me. Yeah, the whole idea behind the podcast was basically, we want to do a podcast because we think we could deliver a style that's not out there as much, and, it seems some people enjoy it. I wish iTunes would let us see how many people download it, but they don't. So, we hope we answered your question there, or Druin, whose name I mangled again. Oh, hey, Lupus is coming back. Anyway, let's move along. Oh, those jokers. Anyway, the main part of this supplemental is going to be what you're going to hear in just a second. It's the return of Kickback, and he's come with some vague animated Season 3 tidbits that you may not have heard. Now, these are not outright direct ruin-your-experience spoilers. That's precisely what we didn't want to go for. But they are still spoilers, in a sense. So if you're trying to go completely unspoiled for Season 3, then you may not want to listen to this next bit. However, if you're feeling kind of down about Season 3 or unsure, the whole point of this next bit is to excite you a little bit with some tidbits. So I'll let Spoiler Man put in a buffer for you guys who somehow haven't heard anything I just said.
This is the spoiler section. If your future viewing experience of Transformers
Animated Season 3
will be decimated by spoilers, turn back now. There is no hope. This is the spoiler section.
And now it's time for the main feature, and that is a return. of the Scourge of the Transformers fandom, Kickback from TFW 2005. Say hello, sir.
How's it going, guys?
Not bad, and with us today, also because he was hanging around with me this late, is Omegas Prime! Wake up!
What?
Sean Long noticed you!
No, what? I disagree entirely.
So what we're going to provide for you here in this little section is some possibilities for animated season 3. Just little bits of info. We're not going to outright spoil things for you, like the unfortunate thing about, well, if you listen to the episode 30, you'll know what I'm talking about. But I'm going to throw out a few ideas. You can speculate and fill in the blanks as you like. Take it with a grain of salt if you like. If you're listening, though, I'm pretty sure you're interested. So, Kickback has returned. And what have you brought with you today?
Syphilis! No.
Dude, kiss me! Oh,
No!
Sorry, it's late for those who don't realize what time I'm recording this. No, I have some information on some stuff. I don't want to come right out and give away like huge things that happen, but some of this information is eventually going to leak completely, and the reason it's going to leak is because there's a lot of images that go along with this.
Mm-hmm.
Spoilers, I suppose you would call it. But we're not going to come right out and spoil stuff, because, I mean, you got to remember, if this is the final season of Transformers Animated, if you spoil it before it even airs, what's the point of watching it, really?
Yeah, don't want to blow the load, as they might say. That came out wrong, but generally the idea I'm trying to get across is, yeah, we don't want to take away your reason for watching season 3, so just as if you keep an eye on the spoilers that pop up, right? You can just like listen to this and watch the headlines, and
you know, if this is an actual video, we could just do pop-up video like VH1.
That'd be sweet.
Like, we should look into that sometime.
Like, this is where he said syphilis. This is where Vangelis revealed his lust for. Go ahead.
But then you have to like give the information about syphilis and what exactly it is, how you can contract it, and how right. If it is curable.
Syphilis is delivered by
to seek and so forth.
Important information for Valentine's Day coming up.
Exactly, and so I think the first question is right: which animated character is getting syphilis?
Well, you know, that really depends on a number of factors if you want to get into it. Namely, you need to discover first and realize, is it possible for a male and a female transformer? You know what, let's not go down this road.
Okay, well, there was a topic for this, I'm sure it'll come up again, so topic for the thread, guys. Anyway, yeah, the stuff you wanted to talk about was ...
I like the dramatic intro there. No, just, you know, various spoilers for Animated in its third and apparently final season. And a lot of things, of course, have changed from what would be happening, because as far as we have been told and are led to believe is that Animated was intended to go for a fourth season, and that from the storyboards for the final episodes from season 3, a lot of what you would call, you know, plot devices for characters to bridge a gap, so to speak, to kind of leave the doors open for the return in another season, have been removed from the storyboards and therefore will not be animated into the final episodes. And that kind of stuff I'm not going to talk about just because it might give some stuff away.
And it might also just be too depressing for some of you guys to deal with right now.
Oh, jeez. Now, can we talk about the big animated season 3 spoiler that broke out? Did you guys talk about it during the actual podcast?
Yes, death of Prowl.
Okay, I wasn't sure if we could talk about it on the supplemental or not, so
I'll go for it. Well, okay. Guys, if you're listening to this right now and you were like, I didn't think they were going to talk about spoilers, then I can tell you right now, having, you know, spoiled you, that yes, we are talking about spoilers, so please press pause at this point, or, you know, if you're still listening, you don't want to hear spoilers, right? What are you doing to yourself? Yeah. I mean,
insert scary voiceover.
If you want to take this podcast, the supplemental, and turn it into like a physical action of what just happened, it's like Vangelis just punched you in the face and broke your nose. You fell to the ground crying as you looked up, as he has like knives in his hands. It's like, oh, dude, I'm sorry. I am so sorry. Let me, you know what, here's a tissue or something. I'm just going to walk away, okay?
Yeah, and if you're still listening right now, if you're still listening right now, you're going like, I don't want your tissue, and I'm going to keep talking to you until you kill me. You know, I mean, like, there's a level here that we're trying to get across. So there are spoilers, if you haven't caught on at this point. We're now 5.5 minutes in or so. So I think we've given enough of a buffer.
24. Okay, here we go. Obviously, Prowl dies in the third season of Animated. Whether or not he was intended to come back for the fourth season, don't know. That's something we won't find out until the people at Hasbro or Cartoon Network decide to talk about that, which, if they do, obviously won't be until season 3 is finished airing.
Yeah.
Because obviously you don't want to talk about the stuff that you would have done in season 4 if you haven't even seen season 3 yet.
Yeah, like in the middle of season... Well, you know, when after Prowl dies, and then the guys who had managed to avoid it this long... What?!
Oh, but yeah, apparently Prowl gets a funeral.
Aww.
I know, so sweet. I didn't know Transformers had funerals.
Well, they had the one for Ultra Magnus in the Japanese series where he lay on a bed of white roses. I wonder if they're going to
go to that. I wonder if Prowl's coffin is going to have a cross on it, too.
Or just, like, ninja-related stuff.
He's a bed of shurikens.
I wonder if they'll animate, like, a pirate in the background cheering or something.
Cannonballs, like, I thought you are...
Pirates and ninjas. Anyways, alright, there's an image that I'm sure will be released or spoiled or leaked at some point of a character that looks to be in really, 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 really bad shape. We're talking like half this character's body is completely destroyed. Literally half, like almost like a Two-Face kind of thing.
Kind of like a Dark Awakening sort of deal. Zombie Prime.
Yeah, kind of like Zombie Prime. Looks a lot kind of like a Zombie Prime. Or, you know, how this character would look if it was in Dark Awakening. Apparently this character and another character get themselves into a very large battle, and of course one of them wins and one of them loses quite severely. Mm-hmm. Whether or not this character dies, the person that gave me the image and stuff like that wasn't sure.
Yeah, I mean, keep in mind, the first time we saw Megatron in this series, he was totally demolished, but he's still hanging around. So, you can't really lead too much into that.
Mm-hmm. Part of me wonders if this character really is dead, though, just because of one of the final scenes in the end of the season. Of course, which I can't talk about, because it would actually spoil who the character may or may not be. So I don't know why I even brought it up, so now people are just going to be speculating, like, oh!
Well, we're basically providing fuel for the next year or so of Threads.
And, yeah.
Technically, it's a service, if I was going to...
Until 4 days later when someone actually gets this image and leaks it out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, here's a game, for the Thread. Those of you listening to this who keep an eye on the front page, you know, when you think that the image related to the topic has appeared, come in the Thread and go, like, bingo! You know, it's kind of like a board game.
Right.
Kinda. I'll make sure if that image ever gets leaked out somewhere in the news posting, they put, like, B13 in the news post. The first person to yell bingo in the podcast thread wins.
They get a shout-out.
That doesn't get you everything, Vangelis.
Of course it does. Go, continue. But,
hold on, I'm pulling up my images here. Yes, I do have these images. Will I be sharing them? No, I will not. So do not ask me for these images.
You know that your PM box is going to, like, explode.
Oh, yeah.
My PM box is... You know my people request name changes?
Oh, okay. That's true.
And granted, we just started doing name changes for supporters who pay $25 donation from January 1st of this year forward. They get, you know, I don't even know what the policy is. I know they can change their name. I don't know how many times. I don't pay attention. I don't plan to be changing names for anybody.
It's on TFW2005.com, though, your source for Transformers news, TM.
/boards. but anyways, next spoiler here. Soundwave, of course, will return in Season 3. And people will be happy to know that apparently he's getting, I guess, a two-part episode.
Mm-hmm.
Which will pay a major, and again, I never figure out the correct way to pronunciate this word either. It's homage.
I saw a movie.
Homage.
Yeah, in a movie, Liam Neeson was a director, and he was always like, "It's an homage." When someone was
Qui-Gon.
Like, yeah, because people were like, "That's plagiarism." He's like, "No, it's an homage." I don't know what movie that was. So again, if someone can tell me, you'll get a shout out. So,
keep those to a minimum. They're not special anymore.
I did like four this episode. I can do as many as I need.
Okay. I like homage, personally, but it pays that word in a major way to an episode in the original Transformers cartoon from back in the 80s, back when most of us were in our diapers or pull-ups at the time.
Well,
and many
yeah.
of you weren't even born at the time. But it pays respect to a Season 3 episode quite heavily. I'll just let people speculate what episode that'll be. But if these animation things ever leak out, I'm sure they'll figure it out real, real fast.
Yeah, I expect... we have some sleuths out there, you know. Again, I think that's what's fun about this, is we're kind of laying out these vague clues now, and then people can kind of keep them in mind when they see all the images that come up.
Indeed, indeed. Oh, that little Decepticon guy that leaked out his image. He is Dirt Boss.
Oh, that's good to know. I was calling.
I forgot what his name was. It's like on the actual file name here. I just never actually looked at the picture once I got it. I was like, ah, that looks like crap.
At first, I thought his name was Revision, and then I decided that he was
Revised.
Yeah, Revised.
Revised.
And I just started calling him Stumpy McMidget because I'm creative like that.
But, oh yeah.
Turns out he's Dirt Boss.
We just call him McNugget.
Yeah.
I proceed to call him Danny DeVito.
Yeah, yeah, and then the conversation on him somehow got into boils with weaponry inside, and I can't remember how we went into that, but...
Oh, it's entirely my
fault,
I think.
Episode 30. yeah, so that's Dirt Boss for sure. That's good to know.
Well, that's what the name on the file says, but... That could just be, you know, the name that someone attached to it. There's nothing on the actual animation sheet here that says Dirt Boss. Just Revise and then Decepticon symbol detail. Which is, I guess, good to know that, you know, they're still letting the animators know.
Yeah, but the symbols... I'm
looking at this image of the character that gets, like, fubar'd. And 5 points to someone who can come up and say what fubar'd is without actually posting it on the boards. It's sad. It's scary. It makes me want to cry.
That's interesting to hear, because that was the... When I heard about the hinting about the death from the DVD commentary... I was just thinking back to, like, the old DC cartoons, how they started off, like, they weren't happy-go-lucky or anything, but they started off on one tone, and then around about's the final season or two of that whole continuity's lifespan, or even the series, they would take this just dark tone and this downward turn towards, like, it was kind of like, you'd see stuff that had you been watching it, you know, a couple years back, you would think to yourself, oh, they're never going to do that, that's crazy, and then they're doing it on the screen. Like a... Example would be Gorilla Grodd getting sucked out into space on screen in Justice League Unlimited, for instance. Which is possibly the harshest way to go.
Let's see. I think I'll do one final spoiler. And this will make people mad.
Ooh.
Not mad like, oh, I can't believe they're gonna... Oh, but like mad because I'm not gonna go into detail about it. But...
Bring the rain.
One of these special guests, I don't know if it'd be guest or slightly reoccurring, I don't know, I never got clarification on that, because I probably never asked, but a voice actor is going to be on that people either, I think they'll be mostly excited for.
Mm-hmm.
I think I told you guys once upon a time, but because you my peeps. Because we go through these shows and actually talk about them and spend more time talking about them before we actually record them than we do.
You know,
at least in the two supplementals I've been a part of.
To be fair and to spare my PM inbox, a lot of these things, the details left unexplained, we didn't actually talk about beforehand. I don't know them. After the Prowl spoiler, I was kind of like, I'm interested, but also if I can have a few vague details left vague, I'm cool with that too, so... I don't know what he's talking about. I'm sorry.
Right. And don't even try it for me. I'm not seeing anything. These two put their disclaimer up, so I have to be like number three here and close all the floodgates.
That's right. Now what he really means is everyone PM him. Not even about the spoilers. Just go like, are you lying? Are you telling the truth? You know, just that's what we want to see his PM box fill up in a day. That's the goal.
You only get like a, what, 125, 150?
I think something like that. I keep having to empty mine out.
I get 300 on mine, so I'm going to have to dump that really quick.
Apparently I get, let me see here, as an administrator, I get 500. And I'm at 435.
Quick! Someone send him 65 PMs about this. I don't know. Actually, no, wait, don't, because the last time I said something like that as a joke, someone did it. So, don't do it, please.
I'm a little more vindictive. I will probably infract you for that just because I'm a jerk. But no, that what they were saying, like Evangelist and Omegas, is that like the last commentary that I did, the supplemental, about the possibility of, you know, parts of Transformers disappearing, and then 3 days later, Animated was announced to be ending. Completely coincidental, I assure you.
Yep.
Like with that supplemental, I think we spent like what, almost an hour and a half talking about it before we even started recording it.
Something like that, yeah, because we wanted to figure out, like, what we could... Because it was more or less just because it would suck for me if I had to sit there and sift through the thing and figure out what parts I had to cut out. And, you know, generally it was catering to my laziness, but it also, you know, made sure that we could have a decent conversation and not spend the whole thing going like, wait, what? Wait, what'd you say? Huh? You know, and go totally off track.
Yeah, and so with this supplemental, however, I offered these two gentlemen to get the full spoilers before we started, just so, you know, if we boo-booed in the middle of the supplemental here, we could just be like, and, you know, break, okay, we've got to edit that out, blah, 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 okay, unbreak, or, you know, game off, game on, whatever. But they elected not to to get themselves fully spoiled, so I must give them a round of applause. That's the tough side about being in the business where people tell you things, or you happen to know people that are just like, hey, dude, check this out, and you're like, oh, cool, thanks. You get all this information, so I mean, it kind of sucks for me. I know how season 3 ends, so I guess in theory I know how Animated ends. I know what happens to certain characters. I know some of the surprises that are going to be announced in the next month or 2 months or whatever when the season starts airing and people find out that, you know, so-and-so is a guest voice actor for this episode, and this character does this, and this character makes an appearance, and all that cool stuff. I don't want to come out and spoil that for everybody.
Yeah, and also, if I had sat there and went, like, you know, tell me everything, and if I actually knew, like, every plot point in Season 3, that's not necessarily an awesome thing, because as a general viewer type dude, it would kind of diminish the enjoyment. Like, back when the clips appeared from whatever that country was where they appeared for Season 2, and everyone saw Omega Supreme transforming, and I tried to avoid it, and, like, animated GIFs showed up everywhere, and I couldn't hide from it. It did kind of diminish the enjoyment of the episode for me a bit, because it was like, I already know the climax of this episode, and I know what's going to happen, so...
Well, one of the main reasons I wanted to do this, too, is that I think a lot of people are... Okay, some people are very depressed / upset about Animated apparently coming to a close. Some people, are, you know, kind of like me, are like, well, that sucks, it was a fun ride, you know, one last shot to have fun with it. You know, then there's the other group of people that are like, party time, you know, Animated's over with, yay. Now we'll get a universe cartoon. You're not getting a universe cartoon. All right, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm willing to bet $1 million... Hasbro's not going to make a Universe 2.0 cartoon. They are going to make something movie related after Animated's over with. I'm willing to stake. I don't want to say my life, but I'm about to. I
mean, someone will be like, I'm collecting. Botcon is
Drew Iden. Drew Iden will collect on that.
Keep in mind, they can't even get the web series out, let alone an actual cartoon of Universe.
Yeah, and actually, the idea of the next show being movie related, that's not even really a leak kind of thing. That's actually the rampant speculation that a lot of the people I talk to who aren't any kind of inside connection are just saying. They're fairly sure it's going to be movie related media. So then again, you know, if you want to make life bets and stuff with Kickback, you know, feel free to and document it on YouTube for me. I'll give you a shout out.
There you go again.
If I die tragically in the next 6 months, I want the feds to hear this. But,
no,
I'm going to keep a file of this.
I'm giving them the shout out for the YouTube thing. You know, if you kill Kickback, I am not giving you a shout-out. In fact, I'm going to unsubscribe from your YouTube page in protest.
But anyways,
we're going towards
back to my original
here.
Point. That's the reason, you know, people, some people like to sit there and be like, you know, oh, Kickback, post this stuff up because he wants people to remember how important he thinks he is. I don't give a crap what anybody thinks about me, obviously. I'm not here to impress anybody or anything like that. If I wanted to ruin animated season 3 for everybody and piss off a whole bunch of people that I consider good friends, I would. Straight up. You know, but it's not what I want to do. And in this case, with all the people getting upset and animated looking like it's losing steam now because, I mean, we haven't seen any new toy pictures in quite a while. I think that weird-ass looking Grimlock and the kind of cool-looking Bumblebee were the last two images that came out of anything animated-related, and that was, what, early January?
Yep, and the stolen Chinese toy side of things has gone almost entirely movie at this point.
Exactly. So I think a lot of people are starting to get, you know, animated's like drying up a little bit, and I wanted it to, since there's no episode summaries or anything like that, it's kind of like, you know, I want to get people like excited for the season 3, because truth be told, you know, I don't even know if I can say this, but I'm going to, you know, season 1 and 2 were made to target kids, straight up. The goal was to get that young kid interested, have, you know, humor, have the human villains, you know, make things goofy and silly, introduce the most amazing character ever created in cartoon history, being Professor Princess.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, she is the greatest thing to ever happen to animated television in the history of animated television. I want to get a tattoo of her on my body. But she is just, well, I mean, it's just the whole thing. You know, it was obviously aimed more towards kids. You could see the humor, the joke level, the dialogue, the storylines, more kid-based. Season 3, the story matures a little bit. Hence, apparently, why Jazz, or not Jazz, Prowl, I always get those two confused. Obviously, that's why Prowl dies. I know, I don't think that's a very kiddie show thing to have a character that people are like, yay, die.
Yeah.
Call me crazy. And apparently another character either dies or gets blown to a nothing, pretty much. When that kind of stuff happens, it's obviously not for a, you know, second grader to be like, yay, aw. But when you hit
reaction.
That third grade, man.
It's a collective reaction.
When you get to third and fourth grade, man, you're ready for some violence, apparently. But no, I mean, they kicked up the maturity level a little bit. And it, you're going to see it in season 3 that, you know, it's still going to be animated. It's still going to have the goofy humor from time to time. But overall, you're going to get a slightly darker theme to it. Just because it's changing gears. You know, the first season obviously was introduced characters, introduced plot lines, blah, 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 blah. Second season was almost more like just a continuation from the first, since there really was no break between seasons except for your typical week.
No.
So it's just like literally, you know, season 1, part 2 almost.
I know a lot of people who considered both seasons to be basically season 1.
Yeah, I did too at first. But, I mean, it's just one of those things. I want people to be excited for season 3. I want them to know that, hey, guess what? Two characters, like, battle royale, and one of them almost or does die. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's different from Prowl. It's Prowl, yeah, Prowl dies. This is a different character. You know, I want people to be like, hey, you know what? Your favorite characters from season 1 or season 2, with the exception of Swindle, I don't know if Swindle comes back or not. I forgot to find out. But, you know, like Soundwave comes back. I'm pretty sure the Dinobots are still back in there. Obviously, the Starscream Jets are in there.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was one of the deleted scenes, I guess, from season 3 to season 4. But, you know, it's just one of those things. I want people to be excited. I want people to be like, oh, cool, something cool is going to happen. I want them to know that, hey, guess what, you know? If you dig the fact that, you know, they took the time to get John Mushida to do Blur, you know, they took the time to get, you know, Weird Al Yankovic to do Rekgar, you know, you're going to love the people they get to do the other characters. You know, they're going to pay homage. You're going to see someone who's worked on Transformers before reprise a role. You know, it's going to be fun. It's going to be cool.
Yeah.
You know, it's just that kind of stuff, and I want people to be excited for it.
Yeah, there's going to basically be, like, just over 3 months of really cool entertainment coming up in the next little while.
You know, Transformers Animated may be ending prematurely in some of our eyes, but it's still going to go out with a bang.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely not going to be a case of, oh, well, that was season 3, they could have ended at season 2, I'm thinking is the idea.
Well, season 2, like we had talked about before we started recording, kind of ended, you know, in that line of, hey, you know, Megatron's and Starscream are off in the middle of space somewhere, looking like they're in bad condition, you know, all the other Decepticons are missing or presumed dead at that point. You know, the only question mark you have is, Sari's arm is robotic. You could have ended the series right there, and you'd have that one question.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the loose ends are tied, are, like, you know, taken care of. Season 3 will still have loose ends, but there's more of, like, you feel like there's more of a conclusion at the end of the season.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's events, you know, the whole Optimus Prime going against Megatron and stuff, that finally has a conclusion of sorts, more so than Megatron getting sucked through another space bridge and ending up somewhere in the middle of deep space again. there will be some sort of conclusion to that, you know, as to what conclusion, you know, you'll just have to wait and see. That's not something I'm going to spoil for anybody, but there's just a lot of cool stuff coming down the pipes. I'm excited for it. I want people to be excited for it, and since Cartoon Network and Hasbro are just kind of like doo-doo-doo-doo-doo as far as anything animated related whatsoever, you want to get something out there for people to be like, oh, cool, you know, this is going to happen. This is going to happen.
Yeah.
And obviously because I want to make myself feel important.
And me too, yeah. by having it featured on a podcast I'm producing.
Because I live a sad and lonely life in my, you know, very nice apartment.
I'm staring at myself in a mirror flexing right now.
I'm watching my own YouTube videos as we speak, just over and over and over.
Yeah, guys. I mean, it's not in question. We are the ego bomb, but it's having a nice effect for you guys too. So,
I'm instant messaging myself actually as we talk.
Oh my god,
I'm having a great conversation.
Damn, you're cool. Yeah. Oh, thanks, man.
I'm listening to my piece of my podcast recording, so I just get to have a conversation with myself all night.
I memorize the lines.
Do you answer your own questions?
Oh, he answers them for me, and then I ask and answer back myself, so... You know, it's almost like we're the same person.
You should record yourself saying, like, no, man, you're the bomb. No, dude, you're really cool. And just have a conversation just like that. You'd be like, aww...
I don't even need to hear that. I just hear it in my own head when I talk. So, was there anything else we wanted to throw out here? Or?
Nah, just, you know, I don't know when season 3 is supposed to start airing. I heard March. Originally, a long time ago, I heard December, 3-part movie. That's obviously changed since I heard it back in, I don't know, April of last year.
Yeah.
Because here we are, like, almost March now, and we still don't have anything.
We're almost in March, and we also still don't even have a BotCon pre-registration form. But that's a different topic. So, I
should not be allowed to talk about BotCon, considering my history with past BotCon organizers.
I don't know what you mean. I've only been on the internet for about a year.
Let me say publicly, I have nothing against Brian Savage. He's a very nice gentleman. He was very nice to me at the last show. I love... You know, Carl, I love Pete, I love Alvarez. God, do I love Alvarez, but, yeah.
It's March. yeah, that would be cool if the show starts up in March. I was kind of expecting it to be a spring thing. March, April, May-ish, but I'm also not really sure. When it comes to, like, to seasons of things that aren't designed to run for the fall to winter deal or the fall to summer deal, I don't really know how the scheduling works on that, so I'm kind of just guessing dates at this point.
I have no idea. I just want to watch the freaking show already.
Yeah, me too. I'm getting starved for it. Although it's not going to
straight up.
It's not going to help the podcast much because we're already spoiler crunched every episode.
Oh yeah,
we're going to have an episode coverage as well. It's going to be crazy. So listeners, stay tuned. You get to hear the results of my manic editing sessions.
And if you guys have
welcome to WTF at DFW, and now we're entering the spoiler section.
And we also just had one of those classic parts where we all talk at the same time.
Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm just the psychic here. I talk over everybody.
Maybe I just don't listen. Like, I just kind of go off, and you guys are talking. When you're done talking, I just continue my thought, whatever it might be. I'm still new to this. I'm this only my second time. They say, you know, it's easier the second time and it feels better, but I don't know.
Well, we've done it 30 times, and we're actually starting to have the same opinions. It's crazy.
What's this we thing?
That's right,
I've only got half as much as you.
I avenge Omegas.
Aren't you doing a Canadian podcast now, too?
I'm not. I don't know how that started up. I'd suggested to do something for Cybertron.ca, and it looks like they ran with it. So, grats. But, yeah, so that was, well, that was actually about 30 minutes or so, but there was some content in there that was about the spoilers. So, thanks for listening.
I know your editing powers can magically turn this into like a 6-minute supplemental if you wanted to.
Oh, no, I want to leave a lot of this banter in. It makes it more entertaining for people. But, go ahead.
If people have any questions about anything whatsoever, they can just post it in the thread of the supplemental, and if the news hasn't already broken and leaked everywhere with images, then...
Yeah, basically, yeah.
I'll respond in realistic manners. Don't be like, you know...
Yeah,
just don't be stupid.
Feel free to post in the thread your thoughts on this stuff, and, yeah, again, if you have any questions or ideas, but yeah, don't... Well, you can if you want, I just don't think it's going to go well if you go like, hey, Kickback, Scourge of the Transformers fandom. Why don't you tell me what I want to know right now? Or I'll track you down. You know, he's not going to go like, oh, crap, sir, I'm sorry. Let me clear this up for you right now.
If you really want my address, you can have it. I live in a gated community. I'll come let you in. I'll give you my dial-in code. You can come up and we can smoke a cigarette together and we can talk about it.
That's cool.
Or an e-cigarette. Vapotron.com. Check it out.
I already plugged Vapotron last week.
You gotta plug it again? Yeah. You gotta plug it every week.
Vapotron. What do you think I've been doing this entire recording?
Smoking your e-cigarette?
My Pilot M41 from puresmoker.com, TM. So, yeah, thanks for tuning in, guys, again. And we're gonna have Kickback on whenever. He's the new substitute because Super_Megatron's schedule doesn't match up with ours anymore, so hopefully we'll hear from him again. And until next time, ladies and gentlemen, spoilers are fun, aren't they? Tune in next time!
Thanks, guys. Have a good night. / day.
I've got one last little update for all of you. We're working on the current problem of not being able to find older episodes in the iTunes listing. However, in the meantime, there are always MP3 versions, and if you'd like the fully featured, chapter-listed, image-laden M4As that I so lovingly craft each week... Oh, damn, I'm good. Patting myself on the back. You can PM me for direct links to those. They're still up there. The only problem is, I've discovered that in order to get those downloaded M4A files to show up in your own iTunes podcast listing, you'll have to do all kinds of crazy hoo-ha, such as creating a localized RSS feed that you manually enter each M4A into, or adding about 4 or 5 special tags to your M4A files. So, if you're up for that, then let me know. Anyway, until next week, ladies and gentlemen, oomph! It's good to be you.
What the f*** it means, but you got some badass perpetrators and they're here to stay.